The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is your host, David Williams. And as I told you in the last episode, I no longer have a co-host. He is fired. Sam is not coming back.
Lies and deception.
I kid.
That Sam is hurts here. My feel. I am here, and welcome to Hoop Ball Grizz.
Hoop Ball Grizz! Man, it's a great time to be a Grizzlies fan. Coming off of a big win, the biggest game of the season, the biggest game in the career so far for a lot of these young guys. Grizzlies were playing the team ahead of them in the standings, the San Antonio Spurs at Memphis, with a chance to take sole possession of the 8th seed in the Western Conference. And they delivered. Final score of the game, 134-121, Memphis Grizzlies. And it was an interesting game. And the Spurs, the last time the Grizzlies played the Spurs just dominated them.
They shot like 500% from the field.
No, it was nasty, man.
It was like 67%, I think.
Yeah, they were 60-plus percent from the field and from three-point range.
Mm-hmm. They just couldn't miss.
Thank goodness they came back to earth last night. They did not shoot the ball as well in this game. Started off pretty tough, though.
Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge must have a vacation home in Memphis or something because, I mean, he's real comfortable out there.
Man, he loves the cooking in Memphis or something. He only ended with 21 points, but he started off the game pretty good.
Goodness.
Not, you know, he dropped like 22 in the first quarter in the last game. But I was about to have an aneurysm. We were at the game last night, and early in the game, JV forgets that the game is changing sometimes, I guess. I was ticked. LaMarcus Aldridge, he started off 2-for-4. Which isn't, I mean, that's not great. But the two shots that he made were lightly contested at best. JV was just playing too far back. When Jakob Poeltl, Juan Pablo Montoya.
We just call him Jakob.
Jakob. When the backup for the Spurs is in the game, you can play off of him.
Yeah.
You can let him take a three. You can let him take a mid-range jump shot and lightly contest it and probably be okay. But you cannot do that with LaMarcus Aldridge. And JV just kept playing back. I'm like, oh, Aldridge is going to score 40 again if he doesn't step up on him. They made adjustments. There were definitely adjustments made because I didn't see that kind of spacing throughout the game. I think that when he went to the bench that Coach Jenkins said something, or one of the coaches, I didn't see a coach in particular say something to him, but somebody said something to him to make the adjustment. I said Aldridge had 21. He still had a good game, but had JV stayed playing him defensively the way that he was in the beginning of the game, it would have been ugly.
He'd have scored 47.
Yeah, it would have been super, super nasty. I don't know what he was thinking. But Grizzlies come away with a win, so okay, all's forgiven in love and war.
All that matters is they are the 8th seed in the playoffs now.
8th seed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, have you been on Twitter this morning?
I have not.
It has been...
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to say electric, because
electric.
The buzz around the Grizzlies. I get on there early in the morning. Anthony Sane is on there already. He's posting stuff. And then the conversations. And it's not just Sane. There were plenty of people that were going back and forth. And I love watching it. I love watching, you know, there's members of the local media going back and forth. And there's fans. The buzz around this team right now is contagious. It's... I said at the beginning, I'll say it again. I'll probably say it 1,000 times in this cast. It is a great time to be a Grizzlies fan.
There was a lot more people at that game last night.
Yeah.
There was.
Friday night, I think, makes a difference. Weekend games, the attendance is generally better. Not always, but generally weekend games, attendance is better. But that game had meaning.
It did.
And everybody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did. And the fans stepped it up. The forum was electric last night. There was a lot of
nutty.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy in there. And I know, like, I've been at games where the energy level was higher, but the crowd done pretty well last night. We'll run through some stats real quick. Jaren Jackson had 24 points, 3 rebounds. JV, 21, 9, 1 rebound away from a double-double.
So sad.
3 assists, 1 block. Dylan Brooks, Fisher Rule, Fisher Law.
Fisher Law is in effect.
Fisher's Law was in effect last night. Dylan broke 20. And as soon as he broke 20, Sam was like, Fisher's Law, the Grizzlies win, the Grizzlies win.
It's over.
And I'm like, Sam, there's 3 minutes left. It's not over. Please stop.
It doesn't matter.
But Fisher's Law.
I told you, it doesn't matter.
That moves, with Dylan getting in 20 there, that moves the Grizzlies to 11-0 this year.
Whoop.
When Dylan Brooks scores 20
points. I didn't know it was double digits. That's cool.
Yeah, I had to look it up because we were talking about
last
night.
I thought it was 9, but it's 11.
Yeah.
Sweet.
11-0 when when Dylan scores 20.
Fisher's Law.
He was 22-4-6, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Ja Morant was knocking on the door of a triple-double. He had 22 points, 7 rebounds, 14 assists. That's a career high for Ja. And a Grizzlies rookie franchise record for assisting a game.
Man,
passing one Mike Conley.
He was talking about a triple double last night. Look at him. He was talking about it.
He was right there at it. DeAnthony Melton. No gas. I'm just gonna give you the stats. I'll gas him up later. 13-4-6 and a block. Brandon Clark 10-9-4, 1 steal, 2 blocks.
My man. Not bad.
And then there was Grayson.
So
let me say this. Grayson Allen, his stats, I'm not even going to give you what his total stat line was because it was trash.
He made up for it.
He had a freaking dunk. Oh, my goodness, man. Like, he just exploded, man.
And the place exploded right afterwards. It was
just
bananas.
Man,
he took the goal off.
Yeah,
he didn't even put it. He didn't even put it back up there.
Yeah, they were shooting at air the rest of the game.
Yep,
it was crazy.
It was insane. Not literally, but.
But he did a lot of stuff last night that was very grit and grind. Going back to the roots.
Yes.
Grizz Next Gen is grit and grind. Yeah.
Grizz Next Gen is grit and grind. I like it.
Yep.
We're getting shirts made.
That's what's up.
Hoodies and everything.
That's the new hashtag you heard here first.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Grizz Next Gen is grit and grind. They showed it last night. They really, DeAnthony Melton was down and dirty. The stuff that I said that Grayson done that didn't show up on the stat sheet, diving on the floor, getting after stuff, tying balls up. He was out there and he was working, and that's what you like to see from him. Sam, I want your opinion.
Oh boy,
this was a big thing on Twitter this morning, and I didn't even give Sam the heads up. I'm dropping him on it spur of the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm terrified.
So you're learning his opinion at the same time that I am. There is kind of a split across media/fans on whether or not it's a good idea for the young Grizzlies team to make a playoff run this year. Where do you stand on that? Or do you want me to go first? I'm not going first. You tell me where you stand.
Well, I would like to see a playoff. I would. With us being season ticket holders, that would be awesome. Because we get first dibs anyway. That would be awesome. That's tough. That's really realistically looking, maybe not, because if they don't, of course, their draft pick this year.
It's protected top six. The draft pick is protected top six.
So if they don't make and they get in the top six, they get it. No, playoffs. Yep, do it. Final answer. I think they should. They should do it. If they can, do it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play a devil's advocate here. I agree with Sam. I'm going to preface with that I agree. I would love to see them make a playoff run. Number one, I'm a Grizzlies fan. I want to see playoff basketball. This is a young core. I think the experience would be great for them. On the same hand, is the experience really going to be great? They're going in as an 8 seed. More than likely, the Lakers are going to be the 1 seed. Does this young Grizzlies core really want to go up against LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the playoffs?
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, but you're okay with that not because of a basketball perspective. Sam is okay with that because playoff tickets are going to sell for a ton. And Lakers playoff tickets are going to sell for a freaking butt ton.
Especially where we're sitting at.
Yeah. So that's why Sam is okay with it. This is the thing that scares me.
I wouldn't want to go up against a Laker team in the first round.
This is what scares me. And as I was having a discussion with somebody about this later, or not later, earlier, I was having a discussion with somebody, and they are on the side of they do not want to see the Grizzlies make a playoff run this year. They're worried about injuries and other things, and I kind of agree with them from that aspect
of
it.
That makes sense.
But another thing that she brought up was, what can it do to the psyche of these guys if they go into the playoffs against the Lakers and just get stomped?
Manhandled? I've seen that, happen.
I think that only goes two ways. Maybe there's an in-between, but I think either A, if they make the playoffs, they face the Lakers in the first round, and they get absolutely stomped, it could either crush them and break what they have going, or B, it can fuel the fire.
I was about to say,
and make them grow.
Light a fire under their butts.
I don't feel like there's any other way. And at this point, the fact that they're this successful this early, I don't want to take the chance of it breaking them, man. I don't know. It's too young in their career. It's way too early in their career to know what it's going to do. Unless it happens, there's no way that you're going to know. But it's an interesting conversation. There are upsides to each of it. If they make the playoffs, they get stomped, they get experience. Okay, you grow from that. I'm not saying I want them to tank. I don't want to intentionally lose games. I want them to play to win. I want the front office to make moves to help this team for the future. I don't want them to make a Jeff Green trade. I don't want them to trade for Danilo Gallinari and make a playoff push. I'm not looking for that. I don't care about that. I did not have expectations that the Grizzlies were going to be a playoff team this year. Sam predicted 35 wins. I thought he was high, and I'll stick by that.
Quest for 35 is what this is called.
Maybe they get after it. Maybe they get to the 35 mark. If I'm wrong, I will be happy to eat that crow. Like, I'm fine.
We bet a candy bar on it.
We did. And I'm buying it. I hope I have to buy that candy bar.
I hope so, too.
If not, I'll enjoy my Snickers.
Hershey's milk chocolate. I want a big one.
That's terrible. You make a bet, and that's your go-to?
Yeah, that and the Reese's. You got to buy me two of them.
No, that wasn't the bet. It's only one.
Oh,
and
well, he goes with the Hershey's. I want a Milky Way, then.
Sam loses. But I've been talking, we're going to have some guests on. I've been talking to a couple different media members. And so we're going to get some guests on the podcast. I'm working out logistics, not going to drop any names yet. Don't know who's going to come first. But I've got a few people lined up that have agreed to come on the show. We're just trying to get scheduling worked out. We're going to make that happen. And, you know, if they enjoy it, they want to come back. I'm all about having different perspectives and conversation, man. You know, I like getting people involved. I told you all, if you're listening to the podcast, get at us on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. Sam is SammyB1118.
Capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B, 1118.
That's it. Find us on Twitter. We will engage in conversation. We love it. And so, you know, you all listen. You may not always agree with our take on it. Getting somebody else in here just to have a conversation, man. We've got them coming. We've got them coming, and I'm going to get as many as I can. You know, I want good quality input. You know, you can get a lot of, there's a lot of trolls. There's a lot of people that have things to say that don't really have anything to say.
That don't make sense.
So, you know, we're going to try and get some good quality guests on here, members of the local media, beat writers for the Grizzlies from different places. Get them in here and get their opinion, get their take on it. Man, I can't wait. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to get them on and get them involved in the conversation and see what's up. But I'm going to go back to the game now. We went down that path. Sam wants them to make a playoff run.
I would like that. Not even looking at it as what our tickets would. I think that would be really cool. But from different point of view,
yeah,
if they do get smashed, that really could do something. That may, like you said, that may ruin everything.
It could. It very well. And that's, is it likely?
No.
Nah, it's probably not likely that that's going to be the case. I don't know what the expectation is in the locker room. You watch these young guys. D'Anthony Melton done an interview last night with Fish and Brevin and Chris Vernon. And they, you know, they were talking to him about what was going through his mind as he was sitting on the end of the bench and playing some games in South Haven and all of that. And he said, I wanted to get better. And so that's what he was focusing on doing. And it seems like when you ask these young guys, there's no arrogance in, you know, oh, we're the best in the league. We're going to steamroll people, da, da, da. They talk about improving. They talk about getting better. They talk about working. If they make the playoffs, they run into the Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, whoever it is in the first round, and they get stomped, they know there's work to do. You see where you're at. You get the experience of the playoffs. You understand the series and how things slow down and how things change. There's some holes in the game. There's some things that the Grizzlies don't do right now that will haunt them if they do make the playoffs. Their defense is suspect, and that's – that is something, that's defense and rebounding in the playoffs, as much as the game is changing, as much as everything around the game is changing, those are the two things that have been and I think will continue to be big factors in the playoffs. And so they've got to work on defense. Ja Morant, I think that he will develop into a better defender. He has shown flashes. The first win of the season, the block on Kyrie. He's shown flashes of good defense, but he's still learning. As well as he is playing, as well as he is doing, you forget that he's a rookie. And that is something, you know, there's some things that you just don't know until you experience them. And so that's something the Grizzlies have to get that experience. We'll see, man. There's still a lot of season left. I'm on the side of I would love to see them make the playoff run just because of the excitement, the thrill, the chase. I love all of that. But I understand the other side of the argument. I'm not a person that's closed-minded and like, my side of the argument is right. I don't care what you say. We're not having this conversation. That's just not me. It's not where I'm at. Sam, you got a JV fun fact of the day?
I do. It's pretty fun. He would have had one more if he'd have got one more rebound last night. But did you know he's got 182 double-doubles in his career?
That's weak.
I know.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
I had 114 in my career.
Yeah. I had 184, so I got him beat by two.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. No, not really, but... But no, I mean, I'm a little surprised that is a little low.
Well,
But then again, I
was kidding.
I know that, but I just, you think about it. But, you know, I remember I've watched him forever, and, you know, there has been games where he would get, like, 19 rebounds but score 9 points or vice versa. And, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many of the, like, last night he had 21 but nine rebounds.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There's a lot of games. There's been quite a few games this year where he was at the 8 or 9 rebound mm-hmm. mark and just, you know, one or two little bounces, and then he adds another double-double.
Yep.
And it's... As a fan, we take that for granted sometimes. We're just like, you know, it's JV. He's a walking double-double.
Walking double-double.
And we just kind of like, okay, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always, but, you know, a double-double is still, you know, it's not a triple-double. It doesn't get as much gas as a triple-double, but it's still not an easy thing to
mm-hmm.
do. You have to be in the right place. You have to do things right in order to get there.
He's never had a triple-double either.
You know,
ever.
Dylan... started the game off rough last night. I'm bouncing back to the game saying,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. His first three shots, he missed bad. And I was like, oh,
Fisher's
no.
Fisher's law is not in effect.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what I said.
The first few shots of the game for Dylan, I did not. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a rough one for Dylan. But short memory, man. He just went out there. And you know what I love?
He is so aggressive.
I'll tell you, this is what I loved about last night. And I'll have to go back. I'm going to watch some. I'm going to go back and watch some other games. but I don't remember seeing this in other games. Dylan was taking more mid-range jumpers last night. He wasn't just settling, pulling up for the three. He made at least three, maybe more than that. There were mid-range 12 to 15-foot jump shots. They gave them to him. The defense was soft. They were playing off of him. He just pulled up and knocked them down. There are plenty of guys. Kawhi Leonard makes his living on mid-range jumpers. He's not a three-point shooter. Scores 30 a game if he wants it. More than that, he can take over a game. Mid-range jump shots. Chris Paul, his entire career, he can shoot the ball from deep, but he gets in that 12 to 15, like 10 to 15-foot range. That's his gravy. You give him space right there, he's knocking it down. And so even though the game is evolving, if that's not your strong suit, you can still be effective with a mid-range game. And so I was, when Dylan missed, because he fired up, I can't remember if it was a two and two threes or two deep twos and a three.
I don't remember his first year. He took two threes. I do remember that.
Okay. But I know, like I said, his first few shots, he missed, yeah. And he missed bad.
Yeah,
they looked, two of them were long and barely clipped the rim, and one of them was short. But it just, you knew out of his hand that they were not good. They just didn't look good.
Didn't have his
but he
rhythm.
Turned it around. He played well. I talked about Gas and Melton up a little bit. He made some big threes down the stretch.
Yeah, he did.
And my goodness, dude, he's a grinder. He was after it. Just pesky. He knocked the ball loose. I don't know what he ended with. He didn't end up with a steal last night. But he poked the ball loose at least a half a dozen times. Didn't get it. But he was disruptive out there. And I love that about him. Love it. I just wonder, maybe the time on the bench at the beginning of the year lit the fire under him. And that's why he's doing it. I don't know. Maybe he had this from the word go and the Grizzlies were just missing on it. Or maybe they didn't miss on it. They made the trade for him. So, you know, they saw something there.
I was about to say, where'd he come from? Utah? No, he came with the Suns, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in Phoenix. He was part of the Suns. What was it? Kyle Korver, Javon Carter trade, I think. Something like that. Jonas Nader tweeted out last night. He said, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, and De'Anthony Melton are the best young core in the game, and you're not going to convince me otherwise. And obviously, we're a little biased because this is a Grizzlies podcast.
I wish he would have said, fight me.
Oh, man. But, you know, this is a Grizzlies podcast, but I can't think of another team with a young core that is playing at this level right now. Oklahoma City has some young players over there, but they also have some veteran guys on that team that are leading the way. And Jay Crowder is here, and he's played well early in the season, but as of late, Jay Crowder hasn't played all that well. And the Grizzlies are not in the position that they're in because of the way Jay Crowder's playing. They're in the position they're in because of the young guys and the way that they're playing. And that's the one thing that the Grizzlies have, their core, as opposed to any of the other teams. Miami has a good young core down there, but they also have Bam Adebayo, and they have Jimmy Butler. So there's arguments for other teams, but as far as a young core leading the team, the Grizzlies are it, man. For me, Sammy, is there anybody you can think of outside of the couple?
That's legit.
You've got the Atlanta Hawks, our young team, Trae Young, John Collins, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, and what have they won? 9, 10 games?
I don't know if they're in double digits. I think they are.
I don't think they are, man. I think they're the only team in the league.
They may not be.
That, you know, we're just discussing it back and forth. Hold on, I'll just pull it up. And they're not in double. They have 8 wins. They're 8-31 right now. So, you know, Cleveland is a young core. They have, you know, some young guys there. Kevin Porter, Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, and then a disgruntled Kevin Love. But they're,
sorry, Kevin.
You know, but they've only won 11. And here's another team that is young core that I don't know what they've got going on and why they're not winning more games. That's the Chicago Bulls, man.
They're tanking.
I don't think it's you think it's intentional, seriously?
Man, I'm wondering that because Otto, they did the same thing last year when he was, and I'm doing my in quotations here, when he was hurt. You know, they weren't playing him last year. Weird how that works, but he wasn't. Come on.
Are they just playing it safe with him?
I don't know, man, because with what he had, he shouldn't have been out as long. It's like, well, like what the T-Wolves did with Robert Covington, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Takes,
man,
about a month to recover from something like that, and then, oh, he missed the whole season. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know that they're intentionally tanking. Maybe they are, but, you know, the Bulls have 13 wins in the East, and that's, you know, they have a good young core, too. So there's a handful of teams out there that have a good young core, but at this point in time, none of them are producing like the Grizzlies.
They're not. But to go back to the Hawks, John Collins missed 25 games.
Well, but even outside of that, the rest of that core was together. And does John Collins?
I mean, I think he makes the difference of them winning and losing, honestly.
You think it makes that much difference, though?
He might.
Make
a playoffs or something? No, but I think that'd be 3 or 4 more wins that they would have. Instead of sitting at 8, they'd be at 12 or 13.
I don't disagree with that. I'll give you that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like John Collins anyway, so.
There's a lot to like about him, for sure.
He's a beast. So,
I mean, that's really about all we got. You know, that game was electric. It was good to see. There were times in that game when the Spurs would make a run. DeMar DeRozan was fantastic again last night. He played well in the game before. Well, I think he was like 10 for 11 in the first game against them at Memphis. And then he had, 35 last night?
39 last night. 36. 36 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. And you know what they say, because he's DeMar DeRozan. When he shoots it, it goes.
Get out of that crap.
Just saying.
Garbage.
They weren't lying.
They were not last night. It was definitely falling for him.
He was 11 for 18.
But you know who stepped up?
A lot of people stepped up.
End of the game, when they were making the run, when the Spurs were making the run, who wanted to guard him? Same one. You paying attention? He's looking at me funny. Think about
it. My leg's asleep. That's why I'm looking at you funny.
Who was guarding him close to the end of the game when they were still in it before the Grizzlies pulled ahead and made it double digits again? Who was guarding DeRozan?
Was it Dillon?
Dillon.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Looking at me like that.
He wanted it. Dillon wanted it. He wanted that. And as much as sometimes I just like to strangle him because he drives me crazy.
Yes.
The fact that he wants it, man, he wants to guard the best guy on the team, speaks a lot about his character and his desire to win. And I'll say it before I say it again. It's not pinned, but it will be pinned after this giveaway. We're doing the giveaway.
Woo!
I was about to close out. You guys have until tomorrow. We're going to post this podcast. We're recording a little bit later in the day when I'd like to. I was waiting on some furniture to get delivered. And, of course, they showed up 2 hours late, is what it is. So we're recording a little bit late. This will get posted out mid-afternoon. You'll probably see it around 8 or 9. If you're listening to this before the Warriors game on Sunday, you still have time. If you've not entered to win, super easy. You go to Twitter. You find @HoopBallGrizz. You follow the page. You go down, you find the tweet about the giveaway, you like the tweet, and you retweet it. That's the 3 steps. You do those 3 steps. Sunday after the Warriors game, we're going to be there live at the Warriors game again. We are going to sit in the parking lot at the forum and put all the names that have entered to win, and we will announce the winner directly after this Sunday, January 12th. Grizzlies, Warriors at the FedEx Forum. You will get an announcement after that game who wins the tickets to the Martin Luther King Day game, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Monday, January 20th. You still have time. One more time, you go easy to win. easy win. There's like 35 people signed up right now. You cannot tell me there's only 35 Grizzlies fans on Twitter. I saw a lot more than that in conversations today. Check it out. Go on Twitter. Find at HoopBallGrizz. That's the show. Find the tweet. Like the tweet. Retweet it. You're entered to win. Good luck. We dropped our Twitter handles.
Be like Nike and just do it. Seriously, it's free tickets.
Free tickets.
Good on seats. Martin Luther King. And, yeah, on top of that, it's Martin Luther King Day. It's good seats. Zion Williamson may be playing at the end of this week, this next week. So that, I mean, you may get to see Zion in Memphis play.
The 1-2 matchup there. Number 1 overall versus number 2. I don't know if Zion comes back. He has been practicing.
They're talking about him coming back at the end of this next week.
He done a drop step between the legs dunk and looked like that knee was healthy to me. It's possible that Zion comes back at Memphis.
Could be his return game on Martin Luther King Day in
Memphis. It
wouldn't
even be his return game. He is not suited up in a regular season game. It will be his rookie debut.
Oh, it will be his debut, because that's right, because he was supposed to play. It was supposed to play, and they did. They ended up. Yep. That's right. I remember
hurt
that
the knee.
Now.
Yep. So that's it. Go at HoopBallGrizz. Find the tweet. It's easy to find. It's going to be the one. It's a giveaway, and it tells you what to do on there. But you find it, you like it, you retweet it, you follow the page, you're entered to win. We'll announce the winner after Sunday's game. That's January 12th. And you'll have plenty of time to make arrangements to get there. You got a week to make arrangements to get there.
Yep.
So good luck to everybody that's entered. Good luck to everybody that enters after this podcast airs.
So if I enter, do I have a chance
to
win?
Sam,
no.
You can't win those tickets.
Man.
Get out of here. What is come on, man.
I try.
All right, guys. That's all we got for today. Don't forget to go and get our free newsletter at hoop-ball.com. The leader at HoopBall, Aaron Brewski.
Bruise letter.
Does a bruise letter every week. He has been covering all 30 teams. All 30 teams.
That is insane.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're more than likely a Grizz fan. If you're not a Grizzlies fan, thanks for tuning in. But I will guarantee you this, whoever you're a fan of in the NBA, Brewski's covering it in the Bruise letter. It's hoop-ball.com. Go over, sign up for the newsletter.
It's at the bottom of the page.
You can find it at the bottom of the page. Or you can hoop-ball.com/newsletter, and it'll take you right to it.
Bingo.
Thanks for listening. Until next time,
go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.